心就是希望我们在众人面前承认你所做的成就。
But you know, in order to, for you to graduate, you have to answer this one question.
你们如果要毕业的话，你们必须要回答一个问题。
Otherwise, the pastor will not sign your graduation papers.
要不然的话，牧师就不会签那个你毕业的毕业的证书。
So listen up, if you are graduating or think you're graduating.
所以说，你如果说你是毕业生的话，你洗耳恭听。
On this sheet there, with your names on it, there's a seal of the University of Oregon.
在这个名单上面有一个俄勒冈学校的一个图章。
And on it are some words written in Latin.
有些字是写它的字是用那个拉丁语写的。
Mens agitat molum.
他说的非常漂亮。
So in order to graduate, tell me.
如果要毕业的话，你就要说，要告诉我。
中文、英文都可以。
两者的。
What does that say, Ian?
这个是说了什么？
Anybody know? Graduates? No, he surely graduated.
所以说毕业生才答案，已经毕业了就不要答了。
University of Oregon, their motto on their seal says.
所以说在他们的这个座右铭啊，在这个章里面的座右铭是这样说的
Minds move mountains.
Minds?
Minds.
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 这个是头啊，头脑是吧？
Yeah. Did you know that?
你应该知道。
All the years you've been in the University of Oregon, do you agree with that?
你们应该同意这一点。
Does the Lord Jesus agree with that?
耶稣基督是同意这一点的。
You think?
你觉得是这样吗？
It's not a trick question. In Jesus' mind, and just you know what John just shared.
我们有耶稣基督的话，然后刚才约翰就这样分享的。
What moves mountains?
怎么可以来移山
？Faith. Thank you, brother.
信心。
It's faith that moves mountains. So as the verse that I give to you.As graduates, is that verse from Matthew 17?
好，我要给你们的毕业生的这个这个经文就是马太福音17:20。
耶稣说：“是因你们的信心少，我是在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：‘你从这边挪到那边’，他必也挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事。”
Jesus said, because you have so little faith, I tell you that the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can see to this mountain. Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
So I'm so glad, and I'm sure Uncle John too, that you are graduating, and many of you will be leaving here.
Sorry.I just out of my mind a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, 我们很高兴你们毕业了，而且你们很多也会离开牛津。Okay. But go with you know a strong faith in God. That's what we as leaders of the church.
So 你们要毕业了，我希望你们带着对神的一个很坚强的信心离开。
Yeah. So if you are graduating this year, and maybe some of you later in the year, but this year.Would you kind of stand up and just come up front?
如果你是要毕业了，要快毕业的话，你就毕业生，你请你们来到前面。
We want to pray for you.
我们愿意为你祷告啊！
Okay.
大家来。
Yeah.
快。
Yeah.
我不要念名字了。
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay.Okay, I know there are a lot of them who are not able to be here this morning.
还有很多人今天早上不能来。
See, these guys are smart. They're already facing the congregation. I didn't have to tell them. I mean, they're well trained.
他们自己知道就是他们要面向观众、会众。
So why don't we all stand up as a congregation?
我们作为一个会众，我们一起起立。
Yeah. 然后我们请王弟兄为他们做一个
我们就来做一个祷告好我来做个祷告亲爱的天父今天是父亲节也象征着你对我们的爱我们在座有很多学生要毕业了在前面所 肯定面临的是未知数，不知道前面的道路是怎样走。但是我们知道耶稣你说过，神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。只要我们有你对你的信心，走一步算一步。主啊，我相信你是创始成终的神，所以说你创了始，你就要成终。你是阿尔法，你是欧米伽，你开了头，你就会结尾。我们把我们的信心放在你的身上，主耶稣，你把你的信心放在我们在座的在此的每一个毕业生的心中，让他们对你坚信不疑。他们对困难，对很多地方他们有怀疑，他们有迷茫，但是对你他们有一个坚定的信心。他们知道就算是走，不可能是走不过去的，因为在走不过去的时候你是信实的，你必要开为他们开一条路。所以说我们把他们的前途，把他们的这个工作，把他们的以后的婚姻，所有的恭敬仰望在你手上，他们的一生一世都必定走在你的道路上。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
用神的话语来送给你们他的祝福。愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你仰念，赐你平安。 May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations.
好，祝贺你们。
对，啊。
好，你可以回去了吧？
你说
OK。谢谢。
Now, I think it's time that we introduce our special speaker today, and that's Dr. Nick Venditti. So, we're going to talk about today's special speaker, Nick Borsu. So, he is the president of the In-State Bible College. He's the In-State 圣经学院的院长. Okay.And we are very fortunate that we have a part in that ministry. We are translating the material into Chinese. At least I'm helping them to do that. So we are now helping them to translate the material into Chinese. Okay. So In-State.他们大概有在30个不同的国家，有15种不同的语言。So In-State is in more than 30 countries and 15 languages, including Chinese, 包括中文。So happy to welcome my friend and partner in ministry, Dr. Nick. All right, and Isabel.
Thank you, Pastor Ricky. John the Baptist have these problems. He didn't have to worry about these things.
使徒约翰以前讲到说，他不用担心科技的问题。
What a joy, what a privilege to be here today.
今天能在这里跟大家分享是一个非常高的荣誉，很高兴能够跟大家一起分享。
First of all, I want to thank Pastor Ricky and the leadership for inviting me this weekend.
首先我想谢谢整个教会的领袖团，谢谢潘牧师邀请我来到这里。
And I also want to congratulate all the fathers present.
而且我也想祝在座的每一位父亲节快乐。
I heard a sermon illustration, a true story here in Eugene this morning.
我今天早上听到了一个在尤金这个地方发生的故事。
I was at another church service and the pastor shared this story.
我早之前早一点的时候，我参加了另一堂的主日崇拜，当时那个牧师跟我们分享了我要说的这个故事。
And this church they delivered a UPS gentleman delivered a whole bunch of packages to the church.
那个牧师说，有一天 UPS 那个快递公司给他们寄过去了好几个包裹。
And this church was going to give gifts to all the parents, all the fathers, excuse me, today.
当时他们是想说，在父亲节的这天去给所有在场的每一位父亲一份礼物。
And it turns out that the UPS gentleman was very curious.
然后当时那个送快递的那个人，他就其实也很好奇。
Why all these boxes?
他就说，哎，你们教会怎么有那么多的箱子啊？收到了。
So the pastor told them today, we're celebrating Father's Day, and these are little gifts, tokens that we want to give all the fathers.
然后牧师就跟那个快递人说，他就说，啊，今天我们是父亲节，我们要给每一个父亲都发礼物，然后这里面装的都是我们的礼物。
And the UPS man said, "Wow, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that."
然后那个快递员就说，哇，没想到你们这么有心。
Because on Mother's Day, we have to hire extra people.
因为你知道吗？因为在母亲节的时候，我们快递员都人都不够用的，我们要多更多一点的人去送。
But on Father's Day, as a matter of fact, sometimes we just don't hire extra people.
但是你知道父亲节的时候，我们很多时候人都多出来了。
He who has ears,
如果有耳朵听的话呢？
Hear what Nick is saying today.
大家都应该知道我今天要说的是什么。
Treat the fathers extra special today.
所以请大家珍惜不多的时光，好好的对爸爸。
I didn't hear any amen from the men here. What's going on?
所有的父亲们，你们怎么都不赞同我要说的话呢？
Okay, that's it. Now, give the Lord a hand.
好，给神鼓掌吧。
Just before we speak on God's word.
就在我想要给大家分享神的话语之前。
Pastor Ricky mentioned that we're working in 15 languages in roughly 30 countries throughout the world.
刚刚牧师也大概提到了我所在的 InState 那个圣经学院，我们所在的事工有差不多超过15种语言。
And Pastor Ricky and this church, you have been very instrumental in the Chinese translation of InState.
包括潘牧师在内，这整个我们这个语境华人教会在对我们中文事工以及在翻译的工作上面，也贡献了非常大的功劳。
I want to recognize you officially for your hard efforts and also tell you that we appreciate very much everything you've done for InState.
我想很郑重其事地跟大家说谢谢，谢谢大家一直以来对我们的支持和鼓励。
But apart from Chinese, there's another language that the Lord has just, in the last couple of years, also put a burden on that we're translating into, and that is Arabic.
在过去几年除了中文以外，还有一个语言让我们所有 InState 的同工们都觉得非常有负担的，那个语言就是阿拉伯文。
And we believe that God is doing things, and I don't have time, but God is doing wonderful things also in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
我们都相信神他的大能在北非和阿拉伯国家已经也彰显出来了。
And I want to show you this video so that this way you will remember to pray for us, not only for Chinese.
我先给大家接下来看一个很小的短片，这样大家就知道要为我们接下来的这个事工去祷告，不仅仅是为了中文事工，还有这个阿拉伯文事工。
But also for Arabic. If you can, thank you. She tells the future, you know that?
有的时候翻译总是前文跟后文就呼应了。
If you can
of North Africa.
Okay. If you can.
Begins worshipping.Have never been seen before on television. As the sun sets over the Mediterranean Sea, Muslims across this part of Africa are converting to faith in Jesus Christ in record numbers.
What God is doing in North Africa, all the way from actually Mauritania to Libya, is unprecedented in history of missions.
Tino Kahush, a graduate of Regent University, has spent years traveling the region to document the transformation.
I have the privilege of recording testimonies and listening to first-hand stories of men and women all ages where they can be sitting in a room and see the appearance, the presence of God appear to them in reality. It's like a vision. Some of them gave me stories of they carry a conversation. It's not just a light that appears.
His interviews confirm what experts say is a profound move of God in the predominantly Muslim nations of Mauritania, Western Sahara, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia.
Sometimes I feel jealous. How come it's visiting the Muslim world at this time and age where we don't hear that happening in the traditional Christian community?
From the shores of Casablanca in Morocco to Tripoli, Libya,Experts say the growth of Christianity, especially in the last 20 years, has been unprecedented. And nowhere is that growth more evident than in the North African nation of Algeria.
alone on beds.
In fact, we never thought the Algerian church would grow so big.
Pastor Salah leads one of the largest churches in Algeria, where 99% of the population is Muslim. He says every new Christian in his church came from a Muslim background. Some 1,200 believers attend the church.
In fact, since we started as a church until today, we've baptized on average 150 to 160 believers per year.
Men like Zeno, who was invited to attend Pastor Salah's church by a friend.
I saw Algerians worshipping God with all their hearts, and it touched me.
Others like Farhat speak of miraculous encounters. He says he was illiterate and couldn't read the Bible when he accepted the Lord. Then God made a change.
Since then, I've read the Bible and understood the word of God. This is just an example of what God has done in my life. And this is the case of many, many people here in Algeria.
Even though Algeria is overwhelmingly Muslim, the government has given Protestant churches the freedom to register their congregations.
It is the first Muslim Arab government who recognized officially churches from Islam.
Yusuf Kurahmani is a leading Algerian pastor. He says the government will harass and intimidate Christians from time to time, but the level of persecution is nothing like it was 20 years ago.
God has given us many opportunities to witness at the police stations, at the courts. And actually, once I went to the police station, and they gave me 45 minutes to speak about Jesus. Just imagine yourself, there are all Muslims. Titi, well, tell us about Jesus, please.
But Algeria and the countries of North Africa weren't always open to the gospel. Peter is a veteran missionary in these parts.
You know, there's that parable, the sower went out to sow and the seed fell on stony ground. This is North Africa. In those days was quite resistant and stony.
For security reasons, we've altered his voice and concealed his identity.
The religion and the culture were unsympathetic to a foreign, and Christianity was considered to be a religion of the Europeans.
Peter believes the arrival of satellite TV and the internet have dramatically changed people's perception of Christianity.
Today in North Africa, on TV, you can hear native Arab Christians talking about their faith, who are mature Christians, answering questions, involved in debates.
Emboldened by God's power, Algerian Christians are now on a mission to take the gospel to the four corners of the globe.
God has put in our heart to be able to send 1,000 missionaries by the year 2025. And I really believe maybe one day America will end up with some Muslim converts, missionaries coming to reach out to the Muslims there and other parts as well.
George Thomas, CBN News, along the shores of the Mediterranean.
Thank you so much.
好，谢谢大家观赏。
Pray for me because in the month of November, I'm to be with this church.
也请大家为我祷告，因为我十月的时候就会去到北非，去到刚刚影片里面你们看到那个教会。
I am expecting to establish a national office there in Algeria.
我希望能够在不久的将来在阿尔及利亚能够有一个 in-state 的办公室。
So that these Algerian Christians, brothers and sisters, can be able to train and do the same thing that you do here in your church.
这样在阿尔及利亚的弟兄姐妹们就可以真正的受到培训，能够真的去在不同的人群中去服侍，就像今天很多在做学生工作的领袖们一样。
So please pray for that trip, okay?
所以请大家为我的那个旅途祷告。
Today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
And it's a good day.
所以今天是个很美好的日子。
Good weather.
天气不错。
Men are very excited.
在座的很多很多位父亲也都非常的兴奋。
And I want to speak about our loving Father.
所以今天我的讲章是想说我们慈爱的天父。
If you can open your Bibles, please.
如果你能够打开你的圣经的话。
I want us to look at Luke chapter 15 verses 11 through 32.
我想让大家今天看看浪子的比喻在路加福音的十五章。
And I'm going to have Isabel read the text.
讲台会把这整个故事用中文读一遍。
Yes.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去。相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们应当欢喜快乐。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we need you.
主啊，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you desperately.
我们非常绝望的需要你。
We need the presence of your Holy Spirit now.
我们需要你的圣灵与我们同在。
Lord, touch us.
主啊，亲自的触摸我们。
Touch our minds, our hearts, our souls.
不仅是亲自触摸我们的心，也亲自触摸我们的头脑。
Change and transform us.
真正的来改变我们。
Help us not to be just hearers, but also doers of your will.
让我们不仅听你的话语，同时也能够遵行你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名求。
When you look at chapter 15,
如果你是整个路加福音十五章的去看，
this is just one of the, a part of three things that were lost in this chapter.
你就会发现它整一个章节其实讲到了三样失去的东西，刚刚这个比喻只说到了其中的一样。
The first is the lost sheep.
第一个它讲到的是失羊的比喻。
And basically that story is a shepherd loses one sheep, he has 100 sheep and he loses one sheep.
其实失羊的比喻就是说有一个牧羊人，他有100只羊，但他掉了一只。
He leaves the 99 and he goes after that one sheep.
然后他就把那99只放在园上没管，去找那只失掉的那只。
He finds that sheep and he calls his friends and they all celebrate because he has found that one sheep.
他找到了那只羊，他非常高兴，所以他就叫上亲朋好友一起来庆祝找到了这只丢失的羊。
The second story is about a lost coin.
第二个比喻是失钱的比喻。
There's a woman who lost the coin in the house.
说的是有一个妇人，她丢了一块钱。
And she looks for it, and she moves everything and finally finds it.
然后她就翻箱倒柜的，终于找到了那一块钱。
And when she finds it, again, she calls her friends over and they celebrate.
她找到那一块钱之后，她非常高兴，也是叫亲朋好友一起来庆祝。
And the third story is about the lost son.
第三个讲到的故事就是我们刚刚看的浪子的比喻。
And that's what Isabel just finished reading about.
那就是刚刚我读的那一段。
But we're going to be focusing on more on the father rather than the son.
但今天我们要看的更多的是要看父亲的这个角色，而不是浪子的这个角色。
Today we celebrate Father's Day.
今天我们是庆祝父亲节。
The first Father's Day celebrated here in the United States was June 19, 1910. So it's been more than 100 years ago.
但其实第一次在美国庆祝父亲节这个时候是100多年前，1910年 6月19号.
But it wasn't until 1966 that it was proclaimed on the third Sunday of June to be Father's Day, and it was by President Lyndon B. Johnson.
但是它真正能够变成美国的其中一个节期的是在1966年由雷登约翰逊总统亲自签，提到总统文告里面才正式生效。
And we know that Jesus many times called God Father, His Father.
而且我们也知道耶稣在讲他故事的时候，经常用父亲这个比喻来影射父神。
And as we look at this story, I ask a couple of questions to all of us to meditate and think about.
在我们看这个故事的时候，我也会问大家好几个问题，让大家好好的去思考。
What image does Father bring to your mind?
首先是，当讲到父亲这个角色的时候，你脑海中会有个什么样的图画会出现？
To some it may be a negative thought.
对在座的有些人来说，这个图画可能是非常的负面的。
To others it may be a very fond memory.
对其中的一些人来说，这其中包含了很深情的记忆。
I think of myself, my father died when I was 10 years old.
让我自己想的话，我会想到我十岁的时候，我父亲去世。
I have another brother, and he's a younger brother, and he was 8 years old when our father died.
我爸爸死的时候，我十岁，我还有个弟弟，他八岁。
I have very fond memories, even though my father died when I was a young boy.
虽然在我比较小的时候，我父亲去世，但是我父亲在我脑海里面留下的还是不可磨灭的形象。
He was a shoemaker. He came over from Italy.
他是一名鞋匠，他从意大利来到了美国。
He was a very hard worker.
他非常的勤勉。
He did his best to provide for us.
他尽可能的为这个家庭提供生计。
He was very loving and kind with both my brother and myself.
他对我和我的弟弟都非常的慈爱。
But to others it may be a warm and wonderful thought, just a thought.
但是对于其他人来说，这可能只是一瞬而过的一个很好的想念。
Whatever image it brings to you personally, we will examine today's scripture in light of that.
无论讲到父亲这个角色给你带来的是一个什么样的图画，今天我们要看的这个父亲的角色，肯定也会跟我们个人的经历会有一个相连。
We will look very briefly at 10 actions of the Father in this story.
我们会特别的去看这个父亲做的十件事。
First thing is that the Father divided his wealth.
第一件事情就是这个父亲把家产给分离。
Second thing is that the father saw his son.
第二件事情就是他看到小儿子回来。
Third, that the father felt compassion.
第三是父亲动了慈心。
Next, the father ran towards his son.
动了慈心之后，他接下来举动是跑向儿子跑去。
Next, the father kissed his son.
接着他
embraced his son. I'm sorry.
接着他抱住了儿子的景象。
Then he kissed his son.
然后亲了儿子。
Then he honored his son.
而且重塑儿子的尊荣。
The father celebrated his son.
为了儿子的回来欢喜快乐。
And the father invited his older son.
同时也邀请了大儿子。
And the father admonished his older son.
最后父亲也告诫了大儿子。
First, the father divided his wealth.
首先我们看他做的第一件事情，就是他分离了自己家的产业。
The petition of his son was an insult to his father in that time.
如果我们以当时的社会背景去看的话，小儿子跟父亲说把家产分了，这样一个举动是非常大的侮辱。
Culturally, the oldest son was to receive a double portion of the inheritance.
根据犹太当时的文化，如果是分家产的话，大儿子能够得到双倍的家产。
Being the youngest son, he had less of a right to ask his father for his inheritance.
作为最小的儿子，其实是最没有权利去让父亲给分家产的。
Literally, what his son was doing was almost spitting at his father by asking and making this request.
所以当时小儿子这么问的话，其实真的是就逼着父亲要这么做。
He was telling his father, "You know, I wish you were dead."
其实换句话来说，就是在跟父亲说，我巴不得你已经死了。
But yet the father did give him his inheritance.
但是作为父亲的他还是把自己的家产给了小儿子。
I would imagine there was a lot of criticism.
我能够想象在当时那个社会，他这样做的这个事情肯定引来了不少人的闲话，不少人的批评。
But still the father gave the inheritance to his son.
但是父亲还是把小儿子的那部分给了小儿子。
We know many things happened to the son during that time.
He
squandered all his wealth.
他任意放荡,
he parted with prostitutes.
他和娼妓同乐,
I would imagine he also drank a lot and did whatever young men at that time did.
不难想象他当时也肯定日日酗酒,
one day he finds himself
终于有一天他发现他自己,
penniless,
一分钱都没有了,
no friends,
一个朋友也没有,
and I say no friends because many times when you have money, you have a lot of friends. Have you ever experienced that?
我想说的是, 有的时候, 在我们比较富裕的时候, 我们身边通常有挺多的朋友的,
but if you run out of money, all of a sudden, friends are very busy and have other things to do.
但是你会发现当你真的身上一分钱都没有的时候, 很多朋友也会离你而去, 他们会很忙于做其他的事情。
One of my Italian uncles used to have a saying.
我一个意大利的叔叔曾经有这么一句谚语,
a friend is a dollar bill in your pocket.
一个朋友就像你口袋里的一张美元的钞票。
In other words, don't squander your money with friends that are not worth it.
换句话说,我叔叔那句话要说的意思就是, 不要把你的钱财花在不值得的朋友身上。
Who knows, we don't know the details exactly what went through the father's mind, but I'm sure he was sad.
我们当然也不知道这个父亲他当时脑子里面的所有想法, 但是至少可以肯定的是, 他的内心一定是非常忧伤。
And the only job he could find, the son, was to work with pigs, feed pigs.
当时小儿子他能找到唯一的工作, 也就是去喂猪。
Again, understanding that culture at that time, that was probably one of the most or the lowest jobs that you could find because pigs were unclean.
如果你明白当时犹太人的文化的话, 你就会知道, 他去喂猪这么一个职业可以说是整个社会阶层里面最低的那一层, 因为猪在犹太文化里面是被视为不洁净的。
But the father waited patiently.
但是这个父亲还是非常耐心的在等小儿子。
When the son returned, we see that the father still looked for his son, was looking for his son.
如果我们刚刚注意听这个故事的话, 我们就会记得当时儿子回来的时候, 父亲是远远的就看见了他。
And it says that the father saw his son from a distance. In other words, he was far away when he noticed his son.
他很远的时候他就看到儿子, 因为他在很用力的自己不断的在寻找。
The father could have waited for his son to come to him, but he did not.
做爸爸的他原可以再坐在家里等着儿子走到去到他面前，但是他并没有这么做。
It said that the father had compassion or felt compassion.
原话里面故事说的是父亲看见就动了慈心。
The heart of the father is revealed here.
所以你会看见一个父亲的心在这里就被体现了。
The father could have rebuked and punished his son.
作为父亲他远远可以责骂这个儿子，惩罚这个儿子。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗?
He could have very rightfully said, what have you done?
他可以非常有理由地去质问儿子说, 你看你都做了什么?
Look at you!
你看看你自己!
Is that the way I've raised you?
我养你这么大就是让你今天这个样子吗?
He didn't do that.
但是这个父亲并没有这么做。
He could have.
他原可以这么做,
but he chose not to.
但他选择了不这么做。
The father was willing to forego punishing his son.
做爸爸的这个父亲他愿意放弃惩罚。
And there are moments that we need to be disciplinarians.
所以有的时候我们做父亲的有的时候我们是的确要严厉。
But the father chose not to do that.
但是这个父亲在这里他选择的不是。
The Bible says that the father ran toward his son.
圣经里面说的是父亲看见就跑了过去。
In other words, the father took the initiative in the meeting to meet with his son.
所以这个意思就是说当时这个父亲是自己拿了主动权跑过去去见儿子的。
The father could have walked very slowly towards his son.
做父亲的你可以慢慢朝儿子的方向走过去啊。
But it says he ran towards him.
但是原文说的是他跑了过去。
And I ask, isn't our God the same?
有的时候我们就会想说, 父神不也是这个样子的吗?
He takes the initiative.
他把主动权放在他亲自的往我们走来。
No matter what life situation we have lived, he takes the initiative and runs towards us.
无论我们生活里面我们的境况是什么样的, 他是亲自拿着主动权往我们走来的。
The father demonstrated his willingness to be with his son. And the father shunned the cultural norm in order to be with his son.
这个父亲也远远地把文化的规范也放在脑后,
and next we see that the father embraced his son.
接下来我们看到的是,
I would imagine the son probably smelled like pigs too.
我想这个儿子当时身上, very possible, no?
He probably didn't have a tuxedo or his best suit on. And some of us probably looking at someone like that would say, ooh, I'm not touching you.
有的时候我们身边如果有这么样的人出现, 我们可能看过去就说, 哎, 我们还是走远点比较好。
But it says the father embraced his son.
但是这里的父亲, 他是完完全全地抱住了自己的儿子。
The literal translation is that the father fell on his neck. In other words, he embraced them and just held them like this.
如果我们用很文学的角度去看, 一字一字的去看, 他是当时他这个翻译的是说, 他伏在了他的脖子上, 就躺到了那个儿子的脖子上。
It is a sign that the son was welcomed by the father.
这是一个迹象, 就是说, 这个儿子是被父亲欢迎的。
And a demonstration of forgiveness.
而且这完全也是宽恕的一个体现。
Then the father kissed the son.
接下来父亲也亲了儿子。
In some cultures, there is great affection between fathers and sons.
在有的文化里面, 父亲和儿子的联系非常紧密。
I lived in Spain for 18 years.
我在西班牙住过18年。
And many times when men and friends and family members greet each other,
很多时候当男人见到自己的家人或者见到自己的兄弟姐妹,
they kiss each other on the cheek.
或者见到朋友, 他们互相 互相礼貌礼仪是在脸颊两边亲,
very very common.
这是非常普遍的。
There are other countries they kiss three times.
在有的文化里面呢, 他是亲三下, 不只是亲两下。
In the Ukraine they even kiss on the lips.
在乌克兰的话, 男的甚至会亲在嘴巴嘴唇上面亲。
But it's a sign of respect and affection.
但是他们这么做, 代表的是尊敬和互相之间的爱。
The father kissed his son.
在这里父亲是亲了儿子,
also a sign of reconciliation.
而且这也代表的是一个父子关系和好的迹象。
And we see how the son repented to his father.
同时也是父亲接受了儿子对他的忏悔。
And the broken relationship was now restored.
所以当初父亲和儿子之间破碎的关系被重圆。
Next we see how the father honored his son. The father called the servants.
父亲把仆人叫了过来。
The father totally accepts the son in his household.
父亲是完全地把儿子接纳重新回到了家里。
And he says, put the best robe on him.
他父亲跟仆人说的是把上好的袍子拿出来,
ring and sandals.
把戒指戴在他指头上, 把鞋穿在他脚上。
Which demonstrates restitution from being destitute.
所以你可以看见父亲是把他从一贫如洗的状态到了尊荣重塑的状态。
And then we see that the father celebrated the son.
接下来父亲因为儿子的回来欢喜快乐设宴请客。
In today's language, let's have a big barbecue.
如果换今天的话来说就是好啊,今天那么开心,我们一起来烤烤烧烤。
He said, go find a fatted calf, in other words, a big calf.
他跟仆人说,
and that was reserved for very special celebrations and occasions.
但是如果你看当时的文化的话,
and the Bible tells us exactly why this was done.
圣经里面也说了,也很确切地表明了为什么父亲是把那个肥牛肚没有留在特别的节日,而是今天把它选择拿了出来。
The reason for celebrating was because the son was lost, but now was found.
之所以父亲要这么庆祝, 是因为这个儿子是死而复活, 失而又得的。
And you notice how the father invites everyone to rejoice and celebrate with him, just like the other two parables.
如果你仔细看的话, 父亲在这里也是邀请了各种亲朋好友, 像之前两个比喻一样, 到最后找到了他们的羊和他们的钱的时候, 一同欢喜快乐。
He invited not only his neighbors and his friends, but he invited the brother of this younger son, the older son.
他邀请了不仅是亲朋好友, 还有这个回来的小儿子的哥哥, 就是他的大儿子。
However, the reaction of the older son was not really appropriate and something that I would recommend.
但是呢,这个大儿子所表现出来的反应呢,却是不是那么的合宜,可能我还不会这么推荐的。
The older son became angry.
大儿子变得非常的生气。
The older son did not want to celebrate.
他不愿意参与这个庆祝。
And we see again that the father came out and he pleaded and begged with his older son.
你看见这个父亲甚至都走了出来,想要恳求大儿子加入这个欢宴。
Your brother, we thought he was dead, he wasn't here, but now he's here with us. Come celebrate again. The father invites.
父亲走出去跟大儿子说,你看,弟弟来了,回来跟我们一起宴乐吧,他原来不在,他现在回到我们当中了。所以你看到父亲是真的走了出去,想请大儿子回来的。
However, the older son continued to remain resentful.
但是大儿子还是一直的保持那种很郁郁寡欢的心情。
And finally, the father admonished the other son.
最终,父亲也就亲自的来告诫了大儿子。
The father reminded the other son of the blessings and access he always had to everything that the father owned.
父亲对大儿子就提点他说,儿啊,你常和我同在,我一切所有的都是你的。
He tells him, everything in the house during all this time is yours.
你知道吗?家里面所有一切都是你的。
You could have had all the fatted calves that you wanted.
家里的肥牛肚你想要也是你的。
And the father continued to celebrate the return of the younger son.
接下来父亲也就接着去欢喜快乐迎着小儿子的回来。
We have seen very briefly.
所以我们刚刚很简洁的看了。
The father divided his wealth.
看到他父亲在分产家财。
The father saw his son.
看到了小儿子的回来。
The father felt compassion for his younger son.
动了慈心。
The father ran towards his son.
向小儿子跑了过去。
The father embraced his son.
抱住了小儿子的景象。
The father kissed his son.
亲了儿子。
The father honored his son.
重塑了儿子的尊荣。
The father celebrated his son.
为了他的回来欢喜快乐。
The father invited the older son to come alongside.
恳请大儿子一同参与宴乐。
And the father admonished his older son.
同时也告诫了大儿子。
The conclusion.
所以我们要看的是我们的结论部分。
As today we celebrate Father's Day.
特别是在今天我们要庆祝父亲节。
I don't know where you are as far as either being a father or your relationship with your wife or your relationship with your sons or daughters.
我不知道今天 大家的关系是你已经是个父亲了,还是说你有先生,你有太太,还是说你是做儿女的?
But as we conclude, there are things that we can learn from this story very briefly.
但是如果我们整个结论来看的话,我们每一个人都能有所得着。The
younger son repents.
我们看到了小儿子的忏悔。The
older son resents his brother.
我们看到了大儿子对小儿子所体现出来的那种
But in the midst of all of this, we see that the father did not play favorites. The father loved both of them. He loved them equally. And as fathers, we need to love not only our children, but also our wives equally too.
作为,如果我们是做父亲的,我们别忘了,我们不仅要是对孩子们的爱是同样的,而且对太太的爱也是要这样子的。And
today I just want to conclude with two questions.
今天我想总结用两个问题。Have
you experienced the heavenly love of our Father?
你有体验到从天父而来的爱吗?
As we started, I asked, I don't know what image you have of Father, what it means to you.
在刚开始的时候,我刚问了大家一个问题,就是说讲到父亲这么一个词,你脑海中所体现的图画是什么样的?
I don't know if your father is alive or your father is with the Lord or you don't even know where he is.
我不知道你的父亲是还健在,还是他已经在天上,还是说你甚至都不知道他在哪?
Sometimes during festive occasions like this, people don't like, you know, if you had a bad father, you don't want to know anything about Father's Day.
有的时候,特别是在像这种节期的时候,如果我们有个不好的父亲,我们并不想要知道跟父亲节相关的事情。Can
I suggest something in this morning or afternoon now?
我可以给大家提几个小建议吗?
If you find yourself in that situation, and your father is alive, or you maybe have a very distant relationship, or vice versa, if you're the father and you have a distant relationship with your children, or maybe even your wife,
或者说你是一个父亲, 但是你和太太和孩子们的关系都不是很好,
can you follow the example of our Heavenly Father?
你可以去遵循像我们的天父一样, 那样的爱吗?
Heal that relationship.
去亲自的去把这个关系给治愈,
take the initiative if you have to do it.
如果需要的话, 真的亲自的去主动,
it will be well worth it.
因为到最后你会发现这都是值得的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.
主啊, 我们感谢你。
We thank you for this glorious day, Lord.
我们感谢你给我们有这么荣耀的一天。
And Lord, we thank you because some of us are fathers.
我们感谢你因为在座的我们有些是父亲。
And all of us have had fathers.
我们每一个人都有父亲。
And whatever our experience is, Lord,
无论我们和父亲的经历是什么样的,
we want to look to you right now as our Heavenly Father.
我们想要定睛于你, 把你看作是我们的父亲。
Lord, I pray a very special blessing today on every father here present.
今天我想要为在座的每一位父亲特别献上一个蒙福的祷告。
Lord, as we reflect on the rest of this day,
让他们在今天接下来的日子,
Lord, help us.
帮助我们。
Help us to model more and more what a good father should be like.
让我们真的是去好好的遵循一个好的父亲应有的榜样。
That we can influence our family.
让我们能够更好的给家庭带来积极的影响。
Friends in our workplace.
给我们一同工作的同事带去好的影响。
And that when people look at us, they will say, there goes a godly man, there goes a godly father.
让当别人看到我们的时候也能说, 这是一个属神的人。
If you need a touch from the Holy Spirit,
如果需要圣灵亲自的触摸,
and the Holy Spirit has spoken to you in this morning,
圣灵也亲自今天早上也跟你有说话的话,
and you need to reconcile maybe with your father, or you need to reconcile with your children,
如果今天早上你需要和你的父亲重塑关系,
I'm going to ask you to just raise your,
或者和你的儿子重塑关系的话,
I'm going to ask you to raise your hand so I may pray with you and for you.
我想请你举手, 这样我可以为你祷告, 同你一起祷告。
Is there anyone here in this morning, any father that's willing to say, or even a daughter or a child willing to say, I need to get things right with my natural father? Just raise your hand.
如果你是一名孩子, 你也想和你的父亲重塑一个关系的话, 也请你举手。
So the Holy Spirit will give you the boldness you need. God bless you. I see your hand.
这样我们可以让圣灵来为你。
Anyone else?
还有其他人吗?
Anyone else? God bless you. Anyone else? It's a moment of solemnity, really. God bless you.
这个时刻其实很多时候是我们真的把我们自己交给主的时候。
Anyone else in this morning?
还有其他人吗? 还有各位想要和自己的孩子,
God bless you.
父亲重塑关系吗?
God bless you. Anyone else? Don't allow the enemy and bitterness to have a place in your heart.
不要让苦毒侵占你的心。
It's not worth it.
因为这么做是不值得的。
Anyone else in this morning?
还有其他的弟兄姐妹们,
that just needs a special prayer. God bless you, young man. I see your hand. You can lower it. Anyone else? Anyone else? I just want to pray, and collectively, let's just pray. And let's all just say these words. Heavenly Father,
我们的天父啊,
thank you,
谢谢你,
that we all do have fathers. We pray in a very special way and bless our fathers. Whether we have a good relationship or not, we pray, Lord, that you can restore that relationship.
还是没有,
help me.
帮助我,
give me the strength.
给我力量,
the wisdom.
给我智慧,
to fix if something needs to be fixed.
来帮助我真的把事情给修理好,
in Jesus' name.
奉主的名求,
and my last question,
我最后的一个问题给大家的,
maybe you don't know the Heavenly Father that the Bible speaks about.
可能你甚至还不知道圣经里面说的天父是谁。
You've heard a lot about God.
你可能听过父神这个词很多遍。
you've heard a lot about different things and you really have never understood it until today.
I want to
just give you an opportunity
to
start a relationship with your Heavenly Father. The Bible says that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. In other words, all of us have offended God. Some may say, well, I haven't offended him as much as that person next door. But we have all offended God. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible also says that's why Jesus Christ came here to the earth.
圣经也说了, 这也就是为什么耶稣来到了这个地球的原因。
So that all that would believe in him would have eternal life.
这样,
but there was a price to pay for that.
但是要这样子的话,
it was the life of Jesus Christ. The one that was innocent.
一个完全无辜,
the one that was pure.
无罪,
the one that never sinned. The one that never sinned. Thank you. Made himself sin for you and for me. He took the pain of sin on himself so that everyone that believes in him will have eternal life. You cannot buy eternal life. You cannot do so many things that you will impress God and he will have to give you eternal life.
你不可能说我做了这么多的好事让神都觉得我是非常一个好的人来给我这么一个机会。
It's only believing and trusting what Jesus did for you.
唯一的途径就是真正去相信神为我们在十字架上做了什么。
Jesus said, he who believes in me has eternal life.
耶稣的宣告是所有信我的人能得永生。
Eternal life starts here. Some people think that when they die, they're going to be before God and God will weigh the good things and the bad things.
有的人会以为说他死了之后他上了天堂神的面前有个天平, 好的事情在这边, 坏的事情在那边。
But the Bible does not teach that.
但是圣经其实并没有这么教导。
Some religions and some people teach that, but the Bible does not teach that.
有一些宗教, 有一些人, 他可能会这么教导, 但是圣经并没有。
The Bible says that it's through faith and not good works.
圣经说的是,
in other words, you really cannot impress God.
换句话来说,
no matter how many times you come to this church,
无论你来这个教会来多少次,
how many times you read the Bible,
无论你读圣经读了多少遍,
how many times you give money to the poor or whatever you do,
无论你救济穷人花了多少的钱,
that will not impress God.
这也不是你去到天堂的买的那张门票。
The only thing the Heavenly Father does ask, and it's according to his word, the Bible,
真正神要我们要做的, 根据圣经来说的话,
that you will be able to admit one thing,
就只是一件事情,
that you are a sinner,
就是承认你是一个罪人,
and Jesus is your Savior.
耶稣是你的救主。
Bible says if you believe in your heart,
如果在圣经里面说了,
如果你在心里承认, and confess your, with your mouth, lips,
所以心里相信, 口里承认,
you will be saved.
你就会被得救。
It sounds too easy, doesn't it?
听起来好像觉得特别的简单。
Because we always want to help God and we want to do something for him.
因为我们心里面想了, 总是想要为神去做点什么。
That's obedience, but that comes after you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
但是这种顺服的心是要在我们心里相信, 口里承认之后的。
Is there someone here in this morning,
在座的今天有没有, 今天早上有没有任何一个朋友,
that does not have the certainty in his heart or her heart of eternal life?
会不会觉得说心里面不太确定自己有没有永生?
That does not have the certainty that God is really your Father?
会不会心里面会有种心里面觉得说父神上帝不是你的那个父神?
And by this I do not mean that God created you.
我这么说的话不是说,
I mean that you have that relationship that if you were to die today, you would go straight into the loving arms of the Savior.
我指的不只是神创造你的这么一件事情, 更重要我指的是你和神之间那个很个人的关系, 能够让到你死了之后, 你还是能够去到天堂与他同在。
Is there someone here that has doesn't have that certainty in their hearts and really wants to give their life over to Jesus.
在座的有没有人是真的有这样的不确定性，但是又非常的希望能够得到这种个人关系的？
If you find yourself in that situation,
如果你觉得你正是这样子的话,
I am not asking you to come to church.
我不是说你一定要来这个教会。
I am not asking you to be a member of this church, which are good things.
我也不是说你一定要成为这个教会的会员，当然这也是很好的事情。
I am asking you if you want to have the certainty that you have that relationship with God as He being your father and you being his son or daughter.
我要问的只是想问说，你是不是真的想要去和神有这么一个个人的联系建立起来，去成为他的儿女？
I'm going to ask you if you find yourself in that situation and want to give your life to God, just raise your hand.
如果你觉得你是在那样一个情况之下，真的想要重新把自己重新献给神的话，那我希望你能够举手。
Because I want to pray with you and for you.
因为我想要同你一起祷告，为你祷告。
Is there someone here in this afternoon now?
有没有一位朋友是在这个时刻有这样的感动的？
That wants to make this decision right here.
希望在这一刻做出这样一个决定。
Raise your hand and I will pray with you and for you.
请举起你的手，我会很愿意的同你祷告，为你祷告。
I do not give eternal life.
我不能给出永生。
Isabel does not give eternal life. The pastor, none of us can, only Jesus.
没有一个同工，也不是说牧师能给出来的。
Is there someone here in this afternoon that's willing to say, yes, I need that Savior in my life? And just raise your hand so I may pray with you and for you.
如果你说我真的生命里面需要这么一个救主，请举手，我很想为你祷告。
Anyone here?
有没有一位朋友?
Anyone here?
有没有一位朋友?
God bless you, and may you have a wonderful Father's Day.
神祝福你们，祝大家有一个非常欢喜的父亲节。
Give the Lord a hand clap.
让我们把掌声献给神。 我们想要再一次的谢谢尼克博士。
He mentioned that he'll be going to Algeria in November.
他刚说他要十月份的时候去阿尔及利亚。
But I know that he will also be going to Taiwan in July next month.
但是我也知道他下个月七月会去台湾。
And I'll be with him for part of the time.
他在去台湾的那段时间里面有一段时间我也会和他在一起。
And I also knew that he went to China in March.
我也知道他三月的时候去了中国内地。
Past March because I was with him.
Okay. 因为当时我也是和他在一起的。
So if you feel you want to support the ministry of InState,
如果你觉得你有感动，你想要支持InState的施工的话，
and we would very welcome you to maybe make an offering, a love offering for that work.
我们会希望大家能够在奉献上面也写上是给InState的这么一个奉献。
And for discipling Christian believers and also developing leaders in local churches all over the world.
他们的施工不仅仅是建立在全世界建立门徒，同时也是要建立培训基督徒的领袖。
So if you want to do that, just write a check to our church, ECCC.
如果你真的想要去给InState奉献的话，你只要在你的支票台头上面写上ECCC.
And in the note down there in the check, just put INSTE.
在 memo 那栏，你可以写上InState INSTE
就可以 ，OK。 And then our offering box is always in the back.
我们的奉献箱就在风扇后面。
Yeah, behind the fan, okay. Yeah. So let's pray.
好，让我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你在这个周末让尼可博士能够在我们当中释放神的话语。我们求你真是保守你的仆人，他的姐妹和
Leona 在为了神的国度。 到处在这个世界为你奔跑，为你真是全福音，训练门徒，所以保守他们，让他们真是每一天的服侍都满有神的同在，跟神你所赐给他们的平安跟喜乐，这样祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿门。Okay, we're going to sing a response hymn.
我们现在会唱回应诗歌。
The love of God, the love of our Heavenly Father.
是天父的爱。